Hello, welcome to episode 40 of the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best alternative music online, featuring bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. I have Dr. Ains with me tonight. He's brought this week's prescription of the music that matters, so expect doses of punk, folk, blues and metal. You can contact me, as usual, via all the social media platforms, Instagram at the Codfather DJ. Facebook, it's just the Codfather, you see my glorious looking mug on there. And via the website, www.thecodfatherdj.com. So kicking off tonight's show is Doomsday Outlaw, and Bring It On Home. They're a 10-legged rock blues juggernaut from Derbyshire. Killer grooves, huge riffs, coupled with soaring soulful even, vocals, what's not to like? And they're playing the O2 Academy tomorrow night in Sheffield, so let's have a look at this.
Long enough.
Well, that was Pink Sigs with Dirty Tricks. They're a four-piece from the City of Steel. They create a fuzzy, hard-hitting sound with balls-to-the-wall rocking riffs. BBC introducing described them as a sound of Sabbath, Wolfmother with a bit of Red Fang thrown in. And they're actually playing Santiago Bar in Leeds, September 28th, along with Blue Gins, who we shall catch later on. Thoughts, Dr. Hines?
Yeah, starting off with some classic dirty rock there. Like I say, Derbyshire and Sheffield bands there, local bands. Really, you know, this is really the kind of music we love to get out and see, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, because I said we've had some people saying we go for the more aggressive stuff, but, you know, we can be a little bit more subtle.
Yeah, that's it. We do have feelings. It's not just a cold heart in there. We've got some feelings and some great tracks coming up to show, though.
Yeah, right. We shall move on. And we got a quartet from Leeds, Hard Rock. Since forming, they have made one hell of a noise. They've shared the stage with the likes of Pendulum, Skindred, Funeral for a Friend, to name but a few. They've drawn comparisons to Maiden, Skunk Anansie, Avenged Sevenfold and Hailstorm even. This is their 2016 single release, Bare Knuckle Lovers. Here we go. Enjoy this. This is the Codfather in Alternative Duke. So there you go, that was Cold Jackets and Standing in the Grits Lane. They're a garage blues duo from Austin, Texas. And they're currently on a UK tour playing throughout September. They're at Sheffield, Newark, Manchester, Leeds, Louth, Darlington, Harrogate, Nottingham and Newcastle. And tickets are available via their website, which is www.coldjacket.com. Fantastic. Dr. Ains.
Yeah, as we were speaking there while the music was on, it's a hark back to some old blues, rock, Rolling Stones when they first started. It kind of hark back to some of them, but even a bit of funk. But the thing I would say about this is you've got to listen to these loud to just get all the stuff that's going on in these songs. There's very, very interesting songs.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I say, you know, we have had people say we seem to go for the more aggressive stuff, so like I say, we're keeping it subtle, we're keeping it nice.
We're off the caffeine.
Talking of caffeine, up next we have a man called Coffee Breath.
Oh, smooth link.
Oh yeah, that was a segue laugh, wasn't it? The five piece from Birmingham. They met at university, they're full of catchy riffs, great vocals, and they bring a much needed breath of fresh air to the DIY indie genre. This is Home. Coffee Breath, you're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
Waking slow, fading into focus. Every breath, every pulse, holding in the moment. Every fall, every rise and falling of your shoulders. And I'm trying not to try so hard for you.
Beautiful song that was, Amelia Murray. She's a New Zealand singer songwriter, multi instrumentalist, and she goes under the stage name of Fraser Days. She actually released a self titled EP back in 2014, and she recorded the entire thing in a bedroom studio in Auckland. So, as Dr. Ains just informed us, you know, you don't have to go into studios and pay lots and lots of money if you've got a talent, like I say. So, turn your bedroom into a studio, Dr. Ains.
Yeah, I mean, you said it there, really, is, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And these guys, there's a lot of talented people out here, and this is the great of the digital age, is that people can produce stuff and put it out there for, you know, like we're doing, on a shoestring, and can get the music out there and get people listening to it all over the world. Like they say, we would have never listened to anybody from New Zealand back in day, but the power of the internet, we've got this girl playing out on here, you know.
Yeah, and the power of the Codfather and his alternative jukebox. So we're moving on, and we've got Sour Tusk. They're a bombastic rock and roll duo from Sheffield. They're loud, they're in your face, and they met at uni and started a band. And they've had several changes to the lineup, but they continued writing and making a musical din. And they are rocking the Don Valley Ball tomorrow. Oh no, sorry, September the 14th, I do lie. This is Midnight. Born to lose, what a tune. Take it away. So there you go. She don't care if your dick is on fire. That was Dream Nails and Deep Heat. They described themselves as punk, witch punk rock. The Ale from the Big Smoke, renowned for their over-the-top riotous live shows, and the all-female quartet have had lined up at Glastonbury on the Sisterhood stage, enjoyed BBC radio airplay, and toured Europe with Cherry Glazer. That's somebody else we've actually had on this particular show. Glazer is double R at the end, so there you go. But yeah, cracking tune, really like that. Like you say, I don't fancy having my dick on fire though.
I'd just like to point out, if your dick is on fire, there are places you can go. That's
chemist.
That's a word from Dr. Hayes.
Yeah, there you go. He's a doctor in the form of, like, Dre. Fox.
No, definitely not Dr. Fox, please.
No. Well, no, you. Your prescription of music's much better. So, right, we'll move on. We've got Cryptsylon. Cryptsylon coming up next. Is a man in a suit wearing a mask presenting his electronic music whilst strumming an acoustic guitar. Cryptsylon is the project of Gendrick Frillins. It's experimental electronic pop music taking influences off artists and musicians like Bowie and Nirvana. This is Look At How I Try.
Yeah, I wake up on every day. That's no reason for me to stay here at all, for me to stay. What can I say? Yes, it sucks, but I will pay the price for it. I will pay. Try baby. Look at how I try to be with you. Look at how I try, baby. Look at how I try, baby. Look at how I try, baby.
Beautiful song that was, Lynn Jackman and On Your Own. South London girl with emotive raw power and certainly in the department of the vocals. And you can see her at the Lending Rooms in Leeds, West Yorkshire, September the 3rd. So that's next Wednesday, I believe. That should be a good gig, but yeah, like I say, very, very good. I thought there was, like you say, a bit of Skunk and Nancy in there, defo. But yeah, really, really did like that. Like I say, very subtle, very nice, very... I'd call that pronging music. Sorry, I'm getting myself right. The Codfather playing the best alternative music online. Right, we've got Three at Trio coming up next. They say their genre is American desert music, a simple idea for a complex sound, mixing American folk with outside elements like auto-tune, psychedelia, and minimalism, you know. Their songs are influenced by musical traditions from the Caribbean to the cowboys of the Wild West. Bit of jazz and blues for good measure. I really, really do like this song, and it's called Dust Devil.
Dust Devil?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
control. Settle down your soul, settle down your soul. Old dust devil won't be consoled. Settle down your soul, settle down your soul.
Yeah!
So it was the Blue Gins, Love Pocket, four-band collective from the cold north of England. They formed back in 2017 and have been blasting their brand of gritty punk rock and roll since. Currently touring, and you can catch them at Northern Guitars in Leeds. That's tomorrow, the 31st. The Primrose in Leeds, September the 20th. Santiago's, that's 28th of September. That's also with Pink Sigs, I believe.
Yep.
They're playing there. Good venue. Let's see if you can get down and go and see it. And the Museum Vaults in Sunderland, that's on the 29th of September. Good tune. What do you reckon to that then?
Yeah, I mean, down at Northern Guitars, that's going to be a proper intimate kind of gig there. Small venue, going to be totally in your face. Again, another track that just needs turning up to 11, to steal one of the Codfather's favourite sayings. But that'd just rip your face off in there. That's one well worth going to see.
Yeah, I definitely think so. So, like I say, we try and provide, and I think, again, fabulous playlist again this week. We shall move on to another Codfather favourite, Henry's Funeral Shoe. Two brothers from the south of Wales who formed back in 2008. They was influenced by the father's vinyl collection, so that's what got them started. And guitarist Allard was a gifted guitar player, but he was aided and taught by Ned Edwards. He's a long time collaborator of Van Morrison. This is Eye, Shoulders, Everywhere. This is Quality. You're listening to The Codfather and his alternative jukebox.
We'll be right back.
So there you go, that was the Wyndham Earls, Trash Sleaze Exotica, with equal parts Garage Scuzz, Rockabilly Lunacy and Fever Dream Surfer Go-Go. A testament to the redeeming power of the three chord psychosis. So, really good. We're about done. Dr. Haynes, your last few words? You got anything to say?
Yeah, but like I say, if you get a chance to see those guys, that's what we're saying there. If you can't tap your feet and nod your head to that, then I'll be checking for a pulse. So, yeah, that's it from me. Yeah, really enjoyed joining the Codfather. Thought I'd keep him company this week.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, so like I say, another fabulous show comes to an end. So I will thank my guest, Dr. Haynes, for coming in tonight. To the rest of the COD crew, Nathan, Susie, I'll say hello to young Jack as well. He's always listening in. So to Smile Radio for putting me on air. And as always, you for tuning in. You can catch this and the previous 39 shows at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. You can sign up, you get notifications of all the new podcasts and all that. It's also on our website, www.thecodfatherdj.com. See, I remember these things now.
Well done.
If you're an original band or artist and you'd like to be considered for the playlist, send me a tune. Like I said, to the codfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the best online alternative jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. And I'm going to leave you this week with the White Rattlesnake. They're a heavy blues duo from Chambéry in France. I don't know if that's how you do spell it, but I'll say it. I'll spell it, say it. But there you go. So, answers on a postcard. I'll catch you next week. This is Death Letter.
Case.